believe you spoke to another classmate of mine.
I did. You know, all these people who've become professors, illustrious.
And here I am, sitting in the studio with Norman Swan.
And I said, Priya sends her regards. And he said, who? Just joking. He remembers you fondly. She was the annoying one in the front seat. No, she didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm really lucky. I haven't had any of my classmates on the show, so that's the advantage.
Mine were all very clever. I was part of a clever cohort, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, it helps to have graduated in Scotland. They didn't really listen to Australian radio programs. Anyway, the reason that we got your ex-classmate on, Professor Christopher Wong, who's a cardiologist at the Royal Adelaide Hospital, is that they've done a randomised trial of coffee in people with atrial fibrillation. So this is your oral for your exam. Priya, tell us what atrial fibrillation is.
So I could act it out for you, but basically the top chunks of the heart.
You could act out atrial fibrillation.
I could, because the atrial, I do it with for patients, genuinely.
Okay, you act it out and I'll translate your actions for the audience.
Well, the top vessels, which are your hands, are beating kind of irregularly, and the bottom, which are the ventricles, your legs, are beating at a normal rate, but the atria are kind of out of control and it's an irregular heartbeat. There's a clot risk associated with it.
Yep, a clot can grow in the atria and on the left side of your heart and flip off into your brain, causing a stroke. So not ideal. It's a potentially dangerous situation. And also, if you've got it, it can come back. And there are surgical ways of treating it. And we've covered a lot of this on the health report. But the question is, what makes it worse? And we recently covered a study, an Australian study, which showed that drinking alcohol can make atrial fibrillation worse or increase the recurrence rate. And the assumption was that caffeine might do the same thing, which is why, one of the reasons why they did a clinical trial. So here is Priya Alexander's classmate, Professor Christopher Wong.
Coffee has long been thought to be bad for your heart, and in particular, because it's a stimulant, it's always been thought that coffee makes the heart race and cause abnormal heartbeats.
So when you did this study, were you trying to prove that it was bad?
Well, to be honest, we weren't sure what the result was going to be. We've always thought that coffee stimulates abnormal heart rhythms, and that's certainly been the foundation for our advice that we give patients every day with heart rhythm disorders to reduce or abstain from coffee completely. But there are some studies that suggest that coffee may be beneficial in lowering the rate of abnormal heartbeats, but we haven't been certain that those results actually represent the truth.
Just describe how you did the study.
All studies beforehand on coffee and AF, this irregular heartbeat that we're talking of, which stands for atrial fibrillation, have been observational in nature. So they haven't what we call randomized patients to their group. So we did this randomized clinical trial where we flipped the coin, and that coin flip determined whether the participants either had to drink coffee for 6 months in duration or to abstain from all coffee, which included both caffeinated coffee and decaffeinated coffee, as well as all caffeinated products, which included chocolate, coffee, ice creams, and other products. So it was
misery.
A really difficult trial. Yes.
Misery.
It took us many years to recruit the 200 participants because naturally many people didn't want to give up coffee and caffeine for 6 months.
And they had atrial fibrillation and they had another abnormal rhythm called atrial flutter. What's atrial flutter?
Atrial flutter is a related fast heartbeat. I kind of call it the cousin of atrial fibrillation. They're both fast heart rhythms from the top chambers of the heart, and many people have both.
So how do you know that they were obeying the rules and taking their cup of coffee a day?
We did rely on self-report, and as we expected, it wasn't perfect. 30% in the abstinence group actually consumed coffee at some point in time during the 6 months. We were surprised it wasn't higher than that, to be honest. But despite this non-compliance, we still saw our result favouring coffee, which actually suggests that if the abstinence group was completely compliant, maybe our results would be even more dramatic.
So what you were trying to prevent here was recurrence of atrial fibrillation. What were the actual results?
What we found, to our surprise, was that the group that consumed coffee actually had a 39% lower risk of developing recurrent atrial fibrillation, which was surprising and very important for clinical practice.
So what was going on here, do you think, with coffee? Because one of the things that you as heart rhythm specialists are concerned about with atrial fibrillation is a fast heartbeat. And one of the things that you do when you're treating atrial fibrillation is try and bring the heartbeat down to a lower level. So if you do get atrial fibrillation, the heart doesn't run away from itself. I'm putting it crudely now. You'd probably fail me in my final year in medicine from that description. But nonetheless, you kind of expect caffeine to speed up your heart rate to get a bit of a palpitation. So what was going on?
We looked at coffee, and so we can't disentangle which component of coffee is in fact beneficial.
So it might not be the caffeine.
It might not be the caffeine. You know, there's multiple other components in coffee, including various antioxidants and anti-inflammatory components. So it may be one of those components that's beneficial, but it simply could be the caffeine as well. And that should be something that future studies should try to delve into. But you're quite right. Caffeine is a stimulant. It does make your heart race. But it's also quite a complex substance in that over time, there is a tolerance effect. The heart does speed up acutely when you start drinking coffee, but if you consume coffee over a long period of time, the overall effect is that you get used to it and your heart rate doesn't increase.
So it might have toughened up the heart in a way.
Something like that, yeah.
So if you go to the GP and you've got atrial fibrillation, I mean, is this something that should be recommended now? Is it ready for showtime?
I think we can now safely say to patients who have atrial fibrillation that they can safely consume coffee, at least at the amounts consumed in this trial, which was on average one cup per day. Importantly, we shouldn't extrapolate our results and say that 5-10 cups of coffee per day is safe.
So my 4 shots a day are not necessarily, you can't, you know.
It's possible it may be beneficial, but possibly may not be. And that, again, is something that could be studied in a future trial. But certainly about one cup a day is safe. The next step is to say, well, look, if you don't already have AF, is drinking coffee beneficial for your heart in terms of lowering your risk of AF? And that's something, again, which is speculative, but based on this trial, is something that maybe should be evaluated as well.
So in other words, coffee is not necessarily bad for your heart health.
No, it certainly seems like it may be beneficial, at least for heart rhythm disorders. And, you know, this is actually the first trial of coffee in any heart condition, full stop. There is observational data suggesting that coffee could potentially reduce your risk of heart attacks and heart failure and strokes. But again, that's only in what we call observational studies. And hopefully this trial encourages other researchers to trial coffee in the way that we have done on these conditions too.
So Australia's become a bit of a pioneer here in these sort of interventions in atrial fibrillation, because there was the Melbourne trial, which we covered not so long ago, which showed that alcohol drinking makes recurrence worse.
Absolutely. Alex Voskobojnik from Melbourne at the Baker ran a similar trial looking at alcohol and atrial fibrillation. But as you point out, alcohol has always been thought to be bad for atrial fibrillation, and his trial proved that it was. But it's interesting that clearly that there's obviously good dietary aspects and bad dietary aspects, and alcohol is bad for heart rhythm disorders, but coffee appears to be good.
Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me along today.
Chris Wong is Professor of Cardiology at the University of Adelaide and a cardiologist at the Royal Adelaide Hospital. So we're not endorsing my 5 shots a day here, but it might mean that if you've got atrial fibrillation, you might not need to avoid it. But we're not talking here, we'll probably just need to put a caveat in here, is there are other quite potentially dangerous, more dangerous and more acutely dangerous arrhythmias of the lower chambers of the heart, the ventricles. And we're not making any comment about ventricular arrhythmias. Those are serious. You often need an implantable device, and that's got to be discussed with an expert in heart rhythms. But we are talking about the much more common atrial fibrillation.